What are the impacts of the porcine epidemic diarrhea, PED virus, on our nation's hog inventory? USDA received a clearer picture in its latest quarterly hogs and pigs report.
The impact of the virus and its impact on the herd is definitely showing up in this report.
What USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham says, at almost 63 million head, down 3% from a year ago, this is the lowest quarterly hog and pig inventory since 2007. Industry analysts were also keeping an eye on USDA reports for the number of pigs per litter for the quarter,
which was 9.53 pigs per litter, which was down almost 5% from 2013.
Shagham adds the USDA report was mostly in line with what industry analysts were expecting.
Most analysts were expecting a lower number of pigs per litter, down about 4%, and we saw a pigs per litter that was down about 5%.
And Shagham says what this means is,
moving forward, this obviously implies that we're looking at relatively tight supplies of market hogs.
But Shagham adds there may be some offsets for producers to expand and consider increasing the weights of their hog inventories.
We are looking at relatively lower corn prices, lower feed prices compared to a year ago, and that may provide some incentives to increase the weights of the animals.
The quarterly report does show a 3% year-to-year increase in sows farrowing.
If you can breed the sows, if you have sows available, and it would appear that the producers are holding a few more sows back this year than they did last year, there are opportunities to expand. And I think producers will expand in response to the economic signals.
But Shagham adds the prevailing question remains, what are the impacts of PED virus going forward on the loss of piglets?
To what extent does that keep that pigs per litter number below year earlier going forward?
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.